Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are scheduled to have Ron Paul on today, but he's on the Hill. He's scheduled to be on in the middle of the next hour, but about half the time when he's on the Hill, he either comes on early or later the next day. So we'll see what happens. A lot of important questions for the presidential candidate, for the congressman who is now beginning to climb in the polls and is raising a lot of money and getting a lot of attention. We will be talking to Ron Paul later in the broadcast today. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is already the 12th day of July 2007, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. On the heels of all these war college heads saying we need terror attacks, that is, the globalists need terror attacks to continue their New World Order, their neocon operations, to get the people back into submission, with Santorum, the big neocon, former senator, top neocon, saying the same thing. Republican memos saying it. Chertoff saying he feels an attack in his belly, in his little tummy, his little Mossad tummy. With all of this going on, I guess it was about 3 days ago, I got sent some classified intelligence assessment. And, of course, the FBI always sends this out to the media saying it's classified, so everyone will run around parroting it, and so they can go, oh, a classified intelligence assessment. I don't read those. I erase them when I see the cover letter and see the FBI email address header. It just is erased out of my email. You never know if it's a setup. And plus, it's disinfo to begin with. All they feed the FBI is their own disinfo. I mean, if you want to go get direct propaganda, it's what they feed their agents. But I had a sneaking suspicion it's what I'd already seen leaked 3 days ago in the press, and sure enough, that's what it is. Associated Press, Al-Qaeda has rebuilt, U.S. Intel warns, and is just going to attack us any minute. Remember why the war on Iraq, the war in Afghanistan had severely hurt them and their ability to strike us. And now they are back. They're going to hit us any minute. If we don't vote for open borders, and if we don't plunge the dollar even further, and if we don't get rid of every freedom and the red, white, and blue, then Al-Qaeda is just basically going to slit our throats and suck our blood down. I mean, the Al-Qaeda is everywhere, and they are going to get you. Meanwhile, it's openly announced by mainstream news in the White House that real Al-Qaeda, real Sunni with real Al-Qaeda, has been attacking Iran for 3 years, as we've been reporting for 3 years. Now it's mainstream news. And that they are openly attacking Iran all over the West and in central areas of Iran as well for the, quote, United States. And it's just announced on the news, like, we're fighting Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda's about to strike us any minute. We have to give up all our rights. Al-Qaeda's about to hit us. I feel it in my belly. And then, oh, and we're using Al-Qaeda to attack Iran, and Al-Qaeda declares war on Iran. I mean, those are headlines. It doesn't get any more ridiculous and in your face. I mean, this is, we've never been at war with East Asia. We've always been at war with East Asia. This is up is down, down is up, black is white is black. This is left is right. I mean, you can't even get any more insane. And I keep making the point that we've got a general public that doesn't even know where Iraq is, where Iran is, where Pakistan is, where Uzbekistan is. They don't know what Central Asia is, from Middle East, from Southeast Asia, from North Asia to Northwest Asia. I mean, they have no idea. They don't know what the steppes are, Siberia, nothing. But they got opinions about fighting for America. You know, when they put that little fake good old boy voice on. And they could sit there and read a newspaper, if they even get around to that, where it says, Al-Qaeda declares war on Iran. Oh, with the five carriers lined up to attack. Oh, our little buddy declares war, too. I mean, how much more does it take to get you to get your brain out of malfunction mode? We're going to get into this and a lot more on the other side. Stay with us.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X-Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Non-X-Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X nail gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bilo, and Rite Aid.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we are scheduled in about an hour and a half to have Congressman Ron Paul on with us from the Hill. You never know, he could pop up in 20 minutes or in 2 hours, though, when he's on the Hill. You never know what's going on with voting. As the International Crime Syndicate attempts to do everything they can to destroy sovereignty and loot the financial system, what's left of the United States, he valiantly continues his fight on the Hill, looking for him to pop in. And we were also going to have open phones today for first-time callers. I really want first-time callers today. You've never been able to get through. There's been a point you wanted to make on some subject I brought up a month ago, a year ago, 2 days ago, or today. You are welcome to call in. You disagree, you agree. Doesn't matter if you're calling from Australia, the land down under, or McMurtle Weather Station in Antarctica, we've gotten a call from before, Japan, or right here in Austin, Tejas. We would love to hear from you at 1-800-259-9231 on any of the issues or news stories we've got here in front of us. We're going to be getting into Al-Qaeda has rebuilt, U.S. Intel warns, and how they say brace for a summer of terror right as the aircraft carriers get in place for the attack on Iran. Also, Cindy Sheehan, big news, says distinct chance of staged terror attack in the U.S. by the Bush administration and martial law. This is a big story for our audience. You're fully versed and aware and of the executive orders and the PDDs and the Defense Authorization Act and the full preparatory phase that we've now exited, and now they are locked and loaded. They have their keys inserted and their launch triggers ready. They've got to head directly to what's left of America's brain. The country's been stabbed thousands of times, thousands of cuts, bleeding in a pile on the floor. The New World Order, with pleasure, has its weapon directly to the head of the country, smiling, and the yuppies are running around giggling and snickering while illegal aliens overrun us. But you know, we're at least here trying to fight for what's left. Sheehan, distinct chance of staged attack, martial law. Peace mom warns of false flag terror as she prepares to take on sellout Pelosi. This is big news because it's a direct challenge to the Democratic apparatchik. And a lot of people on the left respect Cindy Sheehan, and now they're going to learn about false flag terror. This is her strongest statement yet, by the way. And they're going to learn about the martial law provisions, because we have her quotes and we have hyperlinks to the actual legislation, documents, executive orders, PDDs, and, of course, the enemy combatant designations, as well as the enemy combatant commissions, Military Commissions Act. So that's all there for you in a blockbuster important story of great import. Sheehan, distinct chance of staged attack, martial law. Peace mom warns of false flag terror as she prepares to take on sellout Pelosi. A singularly important article of the day. Please get it out to the four corners of the planet. And they have a new report out saying mixed results in Iraq with the surge. And boy, does that put new meaning to the word spin. Republican unity fraying on Iraq war. Well, yeah, Republicans know it's political suicide, but you're meant to commit Harry Caray, Republicans. All power is to be handed over to the liberal wing, which is not liberal at all by any stretch of the imagination. The hyper New World Order wing of the political system. Police to use helmet cams to record public order and incidents. New York's had them for years. Major cities like L.A. and Dallas are getting them. But meanwhile, cities across the planet now are trying to restrict you videotaping the police, the little Napoleons. And New York City surveillance plan raises privacy concerns. We'll be going over that. Also, a member of the European Union Parliament from England is calling for banning all sports cars. He says a sports car is anything that goes over 101 miles per hour. I have the article right here. And he says, being a good socialist, that not only is it for the earth, but that it's a, quote, boy toy and a symbol of affluence. So, again, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the elite of the world telling you, you don't need to have any symbols of affluence in your little castle or your little sports car. I don't know of any cars that don't go over 100 miles an hour nowadays. I mean, my wife's got a four-cylinder car. The speedometer goes to 160 miles an hour. Now, she's never gone above 70. She's very good and stays at the speed limit. I did one time out on a country road north of Fredericksburg, hypothetically for literary reasons, let's just say I'm saying it that way, did get it up to about 124 miles an hour with the accelerator only halfway down. Okay? That's what, car's like 4 years old now. That's what, I was about 2 years old then, car was. That's what a Passat, just the cheapest Passat you can buy will do with a four-cylinder. Okay? So it just bans everything, basically. And just absolutely incredible. Absolutely amazing to see this type of situation. So we'll be getting into that. Let me right now just get into this letter I received. And it doesn't say don't use my name, but I'm not going to use his name until it becomes clear that he wants to come on the show or that I'm authorized to read his name on air. And I've seen similar stories like this in the mainstream media across the country, but I just read this before I went on air, so we're going to try to get Brian, we'll just say that, on air. Dear Alex, because this illustrates basically everything we're facing here in the police state. Dear Alex, I want to tell you what happened to me today. I received this, he mailed this letter July 2nd. Okay, so this is 10 days ago. I want to tell you what happened to me today in Austin so that you can warn your listeners. Yesterday, I had a minor fender bender in a parking lot on North Lamar. I digitally photographed the very minor damage to my car and also photographed the other guy's car, just as the insurance company recommended in the brochure that came with my policy. I've actually read my policy. It actually says that, too. The guy that hit me was a Mexican with no driver's license or insurance that he could provide me for identification. For this reason, I also photographed him, his license plate, and also photographed the registration sticker and the vehicle inspection sticker on his windshield. Today, Monday, I went into CVS Pharmacy drugstore located at Breaker and Lamar to print out the photos of my insurance agent to see. As I was leaving, two Austin police cars pulled up, post-haste, boxed me in so I could not leave. They ordered me to spread eagle and search me for weapons and handcuffed me. I was then accused of digitally photographing the inspection sticker and registration stickers off the Mexican's car for the purpose of cutting them out and putting them on my windshield to avoid the registration and inspection fees of running this scam as a business. Now, I was not in the CVS pharmacy for more than 10 or 15 minutes processing my pictures on the automatic machine. Apparently, the assistant manager at CVS monitors what is being printed on the machines. Are you kidding? They get bonus money from the cops on the machines and was trained to alert the police for things like this. What a collusion of private enterprise and the police department. Of course, I was let go after the police realized that they had nothing to hold me on. But the shock of standing handcuffed in a parking lot, being stared at by countless passersby for nothing. Let your listeners know that there is nothing that goes unnoticed by these privately owned digital camera processing centers. Big Brother is indeed watching. Also, since I am so burned up about this, tell them that they can indeed make perfect reproductions of passable inspection stickers and registration stickers using a run-of-the-mill digital camera. If I cut out my photos of these stickers and pasted them on my window, you could never, on casual inspection, tell the difference for a real one. But that is not the point. The point is that Big Brother is more ubiquitous than you might think. No, sir, it's not more than I think, but frankly, it probably is. You're probably right. It's probably worse than I can even imagine. It always is. I've told the story many times of the carpet cleaner in my house. This has got to be 7 years ago. I think it was 2000. Yeah, 2000. I remember there was a Mac, there was a newspaper with me on the front cover, laying there. It just so happened when he began thinking I was Al-Qaeda, so I could go, look, I'm Alex Jones. Guns are allowed. See, I'm in the paper defending Second Amendment rights. And I caught the guy talking to the other assistant carpet cleaner about this shotgun in a rack up on the wall. I mean, he thought it was illegal. It was black. It had a pump on it. It was a $250 Remington, Winchester Defender, and he thought he had actually found some type of special space gun meant for destroying planets. He thought he'd found a Death Star. And I went on air and talked about it that night, and sure enough, the assistant called in and said, yeah, they ended up firing me. They did start the procedure of calling police on you. Of course, I had gotten paranoid later. I thought, oh, I'm just paranoid. That was like in the middle of the day, and then at like 5 I called, and they said, no, Mr. Jones, it was discussed. We didn't call the police on you. Folks, they think guns are illegal in Texas, okay? You understand how deep the evil is, okay? I mean, you got half the public, I guess, in Texas that has guns and knows the history and a little bit about the laws. The other half watch TV, and most TV shows are set in L.A. or New York, where they pull people over and go, oh, I got a gun. Or every episode, the cops go in a house and go, oh, we found a gun. And these mindless scum, they're Nazi thugs, man. That's America. Land of the cowards, home of the surveillance thugs. Home of the tattletales, home of the snitches, home of the cowards. Baby, be right back.
Baby, I'm gonna leave you.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Over the last 40 years, we've seen prayer and God thrown out of the schools by decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court. Yet on February 29, 1892, in a 9-0 decision of the U.S. Supreme Court, America was declared a Christian nation. There is an ongoing assault on your First Amendment right of freedom of religion and freedom of assembly. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Welcome back. By the way, if you're driving around your car with big, giant, desecrated American flags made in China by slaves, flapping with it, ripping to pieces, and you don't like me calling this country land of the cowards, home of the scum, look, there's a little bit of this country left, and if we can't admit up to how far we've fallen, we're not going to save this nation, okay? If you keep walking around with your slack-jawed smile on your faces, that I want to just slap off your ugly faces, I'm talking to neocons out there, then this country's going to completely die. And any future you've got left dies with it. Let me tell you something. I could go through all the stories of old ladies I know, and I mention that because these are people that never seen marijuana. And of all the college students and all the fitness freaks and all the just even mainline people who've had cops bust in their house without warrants because the neighbor thought they smelled pot, or the carpet cleaner saw some orchids under a grow lamp in the back table. Or because the old lady lived there and the power bill was too big and the cops thought there must be grow lights. I mean, they scrutinize everything. I want you to know, we're surveilled, we're watched right here where I live. I don't have to go to Dallas where they do it. I don't have to go to Tucson where they do it. I don't have to go to L.A. where they do knock and talk. They come to doors. I know a bunch of people personally it's happened to, and they knock on your door when you're at work and they ask your wife, hey, we want to come in and search. And most women get intimidated by guys in these Nazi outfits, and they let them in. And let me tell you something. Man, that's one step away from hardcore Soviet Union, hardcore Germany. I mean, folks, when they're at your door wanting to randomly search, you're in deep trouble. I'm in deep trouble. I'm freaked out. I could hardly sleep last night. And let me tell you, I feel it in my gut. I've been saying that for months, and now Chertoff's saying it. And he feels it in his gut because he full well knows who he works for. We're in a lot of trouble. And police, you know that's not America, coming to people's doors and saying, I want to randomly search for drugs or guns. Let me just come in and inspect your house. You know that's 180 degrees from what this country was founded on and what this country is. And then on top of it, I know full well that the government ships in and controls the narcotics traffic and the money laundering of it. And you know it too. It's been on the cover of Esquire. It's been everywhere. It's a well-known fact. I've had enough. We're all in danger here. And I'm not going to just get into the psychology of hating on the police and calling you names. I do that when I'm not thinking. That's counterproductive. Just please have some humanity for this country. And don't give me your baloney about, well, you're just trying to stop crime and you're cutting corners and doing what you have to. Coming to people's houses and saying and trying to intimidate them into randomly letting you search their house is not freedom. And having deals with major carpet cleaning and maid services and plumbing outfits to spy when they're in your business or your home and you're paying them and they're spying on you. I mean, every few days I still see articles where a family goes in completely innocently with a picture of, say, their 2-year-old baby, their 15-month-old baby in the bathtub, and the police show up, they take their children, charge them as pedophiles, and their life's over. But Barney Frank, the congressman, can be caught running a 3-story brothel in Maryland with 14-year-old boys, and man, nothing happens to him. Or the Washington Times in 1987 can have a front page story about underage male prostitutes being brought into the White House and nothing happens. Or DynCorp and Halliburton can be in the front page of the Chicago Tribune running giant child kidnapping rings and nothing happens. But you go take photos in of a wreck and somebody's inspection sticker and you're going to get grabbed within minutes. It's the culture. A woman can bleed to death in the aisle of a grocery store and nobody helps her, but they snap pictures because they've been so dehumanized. And when you dehumanize somebody else, you become dehumanized. An Austin cop can bleed to death in a pile of fire ants for 45 minutes and nobody helps him. I see it. See? We're all hurt by this system. So conversely, think about that paradox. People won't help each other, but then they'll go tattle. Well, you know why? Because they get money. They get, in some cases, 25% if it leads to a conviction. And they got deals with these corporations to get where the corporation gets a percentage and their tattletale employee gets a percentage. Now, I've had enough of it. I've had enough of it. There's a lot of other worse examples of the tattletaling and the spying that's going on in this society. But when cops pull illegal aliens over, they're told to let them go. See, and then there's that whole level of hypocrisy laid over on top of it. Do any of us want to live in a society like this?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
This is Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month, you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses two vital questions. War in Iran? A coming one-world church? In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier, write to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. A yearly subscription is only $50 for a newsletter that comes not once, but twice every month. Get the spiritual support you need right now for your free sample copy to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Once again, for your free copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier newsletter, write to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
I don't mind that I'm getting older, but my wrinkles made me too nervous to smile. It was those fine lines that formed around my cheeks and mouth, and those crow's feet over by my eyes. People were starting to think I looked unhappy, but really I was just embarrassed by those wrinkles. Then I heard about a product called Tautinol. Tautinol is a serum that goes directly on the skin to support collagen and reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it works. I'm not afraid to smile anymore. Now it's your turn. Today you can get a full bottle of Tautinol. You don't need a prescription, and you don't need surgery to reduce the appearance of those wrinkles. See what Tautinol can do for you and your confidence. It sure gave me something to smile about.
For your risk-free bottle of Tautinol, call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152. Tautinol is the non-invasive way to reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152.
Some kind of way out of here. Say that joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief.
About 3 months ago,
businessman there,
I took my family down to the Texas beach for 2 days. And driving down there since I was a child, down to Port Aransas, might see one or two state police. By the time I started counting from Austin to the coast, 22 state police cars, innumerable police cars of other types. Now, just driving from home to work, I'll see 15 police. That's a whole other point to this. There are so many police now, 300,000 14 years ago, over a million. Now they're saying they want to double that number. I mean, you go to New York, folks, you walk down any street, there are cops. And it's like something out of a science fiction nightmare movie. They're standing there smug. They might walk over and start poking you. I mean, it's like, I mean, they want you to know, hey, you're in Nazi Germany. Okay? America's gone. Now, they may not even know that's the message they're sending, but they were trained to act like that. It's a culture. And they want you to know. You're not cop, you're little people. They want you to know, there's a new America. You got it? And it's a place where foreign banks own and run everything. It's where the head of the Naval War College gets on C-SPAN and says, we work for foreign corporations in the New World Order. It's in America where Al-Qaeda openly works for the government and openly attacks Iran and openly attacks the Serbs. And then the government tells us they're fighting Al-Qaeda. We're going to go to your calls. We got calls from Bangkok and California and Waco, Texas, Ohio, Illinois, all over the place. And we do have Ron Paul coming up in about an hour. We do have an update from the Ed and Elaine Brown story. We just talked to Elaine Brown. She'll be on in about 30 minutes, for about 10 minutes. They do have military aircraft flying over the house now, very low, military jets. I mean, close enough to throw a rock at. I mean, the tree's moving. And for a couple of weeks, there's been a plan to have some type of benefit concert to bring attention to their plight and to the fact that the Federal Reserve is a collection agency for the private. The IRS is a collection agency for the private Federal Reserve. And I didn't want to create a chilling effect for this when I learned about it a week ago, that a federal marshal called one of the people up who was organizing it and told him, you don't have a local permit for a party. Now they're involved in zoning, which, by the way, they checked. It's not zoned. It's out in the country. So it's just made up, and now they're talking about police not letting people in to have a benefit concert. They were smart. They just let it go on and wouldn't try to frustrate that. But whatever, I told people privately that I didn't see it ending well or going well. It's almost like a challenge, and I want to de-escalate things. But, hey, what do I know, you know? You know, I've learned that I never really have put on airs, because I have a lot of guests on, a lot of people in the Patriot Movement or 9/11 Truth Movement who put on airs. And I always thought a lot of that was just ego. But I've learned in business and life and just being, you know, out amongst people in the business community and in culture that people put on the sardonic mask, because then that has people respect them and then tow you around. Like, if you act all official and solemn and quiet and oh, you better treat me specially, then everyone goes, oh, we better treat you specially. Oh, my, it's Alex Jones. But see, I've always detested that and can't stand that. I mean, I am a regular guy. But I'm thinking more and more I might start lording about, only so people will listen to me more. I'm going, you understand how important I am. No, and I'm being sarcastic now. I'm being sarcastic. I don't know. It's just that, what do I know? You know what I mean? Every day I get letters and emails and calls and with people giving me advice, and a lot of it's really good. In fact, I've learned a lot from the audience, frankly. And I do have a humble view, but I think on a few issues c'est la vie. Now, I'm the person that, thanks to you, the listeners of this show, has brought the most attention to what's happening up there in outside Plainfield. But at the same time, if I don't go along with the ideas of everyone in this movement, then I could instantly become some type of, you know, rogue hobgoblin. Well, I just have to tell it like it is. But, I mean, I have mixed feelings about having a rally, a concert up there. I mean, I tend to like it, but at the same time, I just think about the psychology of the feds and everything else, and I'm just really, for me, it's not a spectator issue, and I'm not saying it is for other people in this movement, the truth movement, the freedom movement, whatever you want to call it. I just think some people at a subconscious level don't realize just how serious this is. We're not playing at this. This is not, this is real. All right, I'm already digressing. We're going to get a wonderful lady, Elaine Brown, on, and Randy Weaver's there now, too, to give us a report on the military aircraft flying over. Elaine wouldn't tell us who her source is, but she's got good sources inside the police department. I'll just leave it at that. Telling her that, you know, that there's people don't want them to have the event up there. And again, I don't want to mishandle this and have this turn into some incident that precipitates something. That's my responsibility here. With great power comes great responsibility, and each and every one of us has great power. The New World Order tells you you don't have power. They tell you you can't affect change. No, each and every one of you does have the seed of the universe literally in your heart, in your soul. All right, let's go to calls, as promised. Then I'm going to get into Sheehan, distinct chance of staged attack, martial law, peace mom warns of false flag terror as she prepares to take on sellout Pelosi. And then the big news, Al-Qaeda has rebuilt, U.S. intel warns. I thought they'd, the war in Iraq, and they, now they say we've got to attack Iran. Iran is supporting Al-Qaeda. I'm not kidding. It's in the assessment. Now understand, just yesterday was the headline that Al-Qaeda declares war on Iran. And then it came out a month and a half ago now. Hard to believe time's flying that fast. The year's already half over. Can you believe that? Now, there was a bunch of headlines where Bush said, yes, we're funding these Sunni Wahhabist groups. And then the group that the U.S. government said it's openly funding is the admittedly headed by number three of Al-Qaeda. You cannot make this stuff up. And I know I keep talking about it because I just can't get over it. Iran must be attacked. They're shepherding Al-Qaeda. I mean, we've got 50-plus headlines. I mean, I don't know how many. Probably hundreds. I mean, if I've seen and heard and I've seen, heard, and read reports every day for the last couple years that Iran is funding Al-Qaeda in Iraq. I mean, we've all heard that. Al-Qaeda, 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 Iran, Iran, Al-Qaeda, Iran. I mean, parroting over and over and over and over again. And then the White House openly funds the top Al-Qaeda operative in Iraq to attack Iran. Of course, Cy Hirsch reported two plus years ago, that they're, yes, using Wahhabist Saudi Arabian-backed terrorists to attack Iran, shoot police, bomb military bases, blow up dams. I mean, all over the country. It's war over there. There's people dying every day under Al-Qaeda attack, completely funded and brought up right to the border by U.S. Special Forces. So, our criminal government is funding Al-Qaeda to attack Iran, their ancestral enemy, because they're Shiites, predominantly. That's who runs the government. And then, simultaneously, the New World Order says Iran is Al-Qaeda and is funding Al-Qaeda. I mean, that is such an insult to you. I'm talking to school teachers, firefighters, police officers, anybody listening, doctors, lawyers, all of you. How dumb do they think you are that they sit there and do that in your face? I mean, that isn't good, folks, when the lies are that open, that arrogant, that ridiculous. But again, I've been noticing now in news articles, they're putting out stuff that's blatantly ridiculous on purpose. It's a tactic to set the precedent, or claiming they killed Zarqawi more than 12 times, or Mousawi, or Muhammad. I mean, every few days they announce somebody they've killed 3, 4, 5, 6 times. We've got to go count up how many times they were previously killed. And then they never say, oh, we were wrong last time. They say, no, we killed him this time. And, yeah, we killed Chemical Ali 3 times, and here's his body. And then, oh, by the way, we just now executed Chemical Ali 4 years later. I mean, it's just, oh, here's wax figurines of Saddam's sons. These are their dead bodies, but they're wax representations. Oh, but they're still alive. I mean, they treat you like you have an IQ of about 50, literally. They treat you like you are seriously mentally retarded. And you know what? The average American acts like they're mentally retarded. I mean, I'll just tell you flat out, I'm not that smart. Let me make this clear. That's why I'm so freaked out. I'm not that smart, folks. But I know how to go read what Dick Cheney says he's going to do. And I'm freaked out that Dick Cheney would say we need to use the media to legitimize the use of race-specific bioweapons. I mean, that freaks me out. When the vice president, who can launch nuclear weapons and biological weapons, and they got stuff that will kill you folks, and is so deadly and has 100% kill rates, and this guy is talking about how they want to do it. I mean, we got a problem. If you're not hitting your knees at 3 a.m., shaking, folks, for your family's future, your head is screwed on backwards, okay? Let me tell you, this is so incredible. Everything is so incredible that I don't even have words to describe it to you, okay? And I watch the decadent American people, I watch the people of the world, who can't get their head screwed on straight. I get mad at myself because I don't work hard enough in this fight. This is so serious. I don't take things seriously enough. I mean, I'm embarrassed that I spend time fiddling with my mortgage, and frankly, I don't, and then I end up not doing well financially. But, you know, I mean, I almost get embarrassed when I get on the phone to sell some advertiser because I think, oh, my God, I'll just be fighting the New World Order. But then I go, wait a minute, I got to go spend my time raising money so I can pay for all these servers and all these employees. But still, I'm still guilty doing it. Because, I mean, we're right up to the edge, folks. We're right up to just 1 second to midnight. I mean, we're here, folks. Total psychopathic killers running everything, brainwashing the public, torture all over television to condition you, FEMA camps being built, overrun by illegal aliens, cops everywhere, cameras everywhere. All right, let's take calls as promised. I'm going to shut up. Who's up first here? Rusty in Thailand, Bangkok. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hey, nice to meet you, Mr. Jones.
Nice to talk to you. What's on your mind?
Well, in a nutshell, no, I'll make this brief. I want to ask you a question. I want a legal opinion from any of your friends or colleagues. If this Elaine Brown and Mr. Brown, Ed Brown, is guilty of an offense, and they've got a warrant, I don't understand how come they haven't been arrested if it's a legal warrant, or are they worried about testing the tax president in an open forum? If a little old lady in Compton, if they suspect she's got marijuana, or someone in Tennessee has an unregistered firearm, there'd be SWAT teams there in 5 minutes. Am I correct?
I agree with what you're saying. Look, this is why they haven't gone in and killed the Browns, thank God. It's because, number one, they don't want to make a martyr. Same reason they haven't killed me yet. Number two, there are good people in what you'd call law enforcement. I talked to them many times. I mean, I remember one time I walked into a steakhouse for my buddy's wife's 40th birthday, and there's all these federal marshals there, and they go, "Hey, Alex, how you doing, buddy? Hey, man, what's going on? Hey, loved your show today." I mean, they weren't, you know, full of bull. They really were fans of the show. And I said, "What's going on?" They're like, "I can't tell you who's in there, but please don't mess with them." And I went in, and there were the Bush daughters, drunk as skunks. But by then, they were 21. They had guys with devil tattoos all over them. But believe me, those aren't little Christian girls you see on the news. And my buddy's like, "Oh, let me get my camera and videotape him." I said, "Do you want to die?" I said, "That's what Bush will go after you for. Don't leave his family alone." And I am leaving his family alone. But the point is, those federal marshals were all fans of the show. I mean, every one of them. They were asking for autographs in the parking lot.
Military in Asia. With the military, because Bangkok is remember all the illegal prisons and the hidden prisons? The Asian one was in Bangkok, so you meet a lot of these Delta Force undercover type people. And what they all tell me is there's some kind of cold war going on with the state and the U.S. government between people that know what's going on and people that are fighting it. They're telling me, they always tell me there's a real heavy cold war going on.
No, there is. There's a huge split, and we're winning. And I don't like to talk about that on air because I don't like to.
I met CIA guys. What I do, I run a hedge fund, a private equity company here. I run it in Thailand because you can own your company 100%. You got a lot of tax breaks and so forth. Well, that's what I do.
No, I know.
I meet a lot of these guys. The special contractors, they're over in Iraq, coming over here for R&R, and a lot of high-level people. And they're telling me there's a cold war going on right now within the government that people wouldn't believe. A battle royale.
Well, that's because they're being told, "Man, we're getting ready for martial law. Here are the camps. Here's what you do." And they're going, "Are you kidding?"
Yeah, exactly.
And I mean, I do talk about it, but the reason I don't get a lot into that is because I don't want to rely and count completely on the government and hope, like with Hitler, you know, somebody goes after him. We have to stand up. Okay, and yes, there is a huge, and that's what I started alluding to, a huge fight going on at every level of government.
Big time. And I want to ask you one brief question because I know you've got other people on. You mention a lot of things. This is the only thing I'm upset at you. You mention a lot of things. You pick on everybody, and I really respect that because you're unbiased. You're what I call a critical thinker. But you don't deal with the role of Christianity and what I like to call, I'm an old philosophy major, the potential deconstruction of Christianity, because I think what the movement has is faith. And their last straw, they're going to take our faith away. They're going to take a lot of Christians, a lot of religious people in America, faith away, not by destroying Christianity potentially. They may tell some dirty hidden truths. And our
what happens is they've taken Christianity over, and then they expose what they themselves have done with the World Council of Churches to it. And so they first they create a false Christianity, then they deconstruct the straw man they built.
Right now. And what I always, when I was telling one of my friends, we had a discussion about this. We watch your, I've got a big nice house here, so we have a bunch of people over, local, foreigners, and we discuss issues. A lot of Arabs actually love you. Lebanese that's working here, they actually love you because you're actually objective and you tell the truth. And one thing I brought up is, what if they tell the truth? What is a Christian? What if you found out Jesus never really died on the cross? What if you found out that maybe he didn't die in let's say Jerusalem. Maybe he went to Africa or India. What if they have evidence and they're waiting to throw that?
Well, you can't trust that evidence, and see that's the problem. They tried that with that tomb business. Remember 4 or 5 months ago, but that backfired and they pulled the show because it was disinfo. Listen, I really appreciate your call, and tell everybody there in Bangkok I said hi and keep spreading the word. Call back again. You're a good caller. Okay, we're going to come back, jam in some more calls, continue, then get an update from Ed and Elaine Brown on the military aircraft.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end.
No safety.
No safety, no surprise. The end.
You'll never look.
I'll never.
tell you why they haven't gone in against the Browns. They don't want to make them martyrs and make tens of millions more. Look at the fact that the IRS is a collection agency for our private owners. By the way, it's in the big newspapers, Financial Times of London, that were owned by foreign banks. They run the whole country. I mean, it's just now they don't even need us anymore. They don't even need free market anymore. It's just they're in the final mop-up phases. But it was we were taken over and bought and bought off by fraud, so it's all illegitimate. Like Ron Paul has said, he has great policies, well-researched by top economists, mainly of the Austrian school, who know how to get us out of this crisis. He has a plan. Monetary plan, and we need to implement that. He has a plan for health care as well. And they're all very well thought out, and I agree with it 110%. Ron Paul is a true scholar, a true statesman, a true patriot. We got Christy and Ernie and Ted and many others holding. Let's go to Rob in Dubai because he's on his own dime. Dubai, over in the Middle East. Go ahead.
Alex, am I on the air?
Yes, you are.
Great. Okay, Alex, I'm in Dubai. I'm Irish myself, and the reason I'm calling is two things, basically. The first one is I work as a headhunter in the petrochemicals industry, and I can tell you now there's a reason for this point, that right now in Saudi Arabia, they are building massive petrochemical plants for value-added production using an oil and natural gas as a feedstock to make glues and solvents and ethylene and other products like that.
Yeah, they're building up their chemical industry instead of it being in Houston.
Exactly, because a lot of the resource has been used up in Houston. The result of that is that last year in 2006, there was an 8% decrease in oil exports from Saudi Arabia, which means that I don't believe it's disinformation. We are at peak oil, and oil is going to go to $100, $120, $130 a barrel.
But wait a minute. Saudi Arabia openly cut production to artificially inflate prices. That was their announcement.
Well, the thing is, Alex, there is dispute over this point over whether or not we are going to see an explosion in oil prices, and I will say...
Well, we know they want to rape us, and we know that they've devalued the dollar, so oil prices are going to go up to $4 a gallon.
We could debate whether or not it's the resource itself that is being used up, or whether...
Yeah, what we know is they are going to make it more scarce. I agree with you.
Yeah, exactly. So I think when you look at the fact that major people in the oil industry are running the government of the United States at the moment, they know that one way or another there's going to be a great decrease in access to oil.
And every major oil company is now evacuating the U.S. Halliburton has now moved to Dubai, as you know.
Exactly. And I think that they realize that there's going to be a great amount of difficulty for ordinary people in the United States in living their lives the way that they live them now, based on movement around suburbs and access to food in supermarkets and all that sort of stuff, because that's all dependent on oil for just-in-time deliveries to new supermarkets.
Now, they've got a special treat. So keep laughing, all the corrupt government people and cops who love the system. You're going to really get to love it soon.
Yeah, exactly. So I actually think that your prognosis, I was listening to you earlier on, you seemed very alarmed about the future. I think when you factor in the X factor over decreases in oil and increase in the power of the state, I think we're looking at tough times. So that's the negative. I've got a positive.
Well, stay there. Stay there. Then we're going to get Elaine Brown on and everybody else's calls. Yeah, I mean, they're not playing around, folks. We're in deep trouble. We'll be right back. Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Hello!